Hello everyone, good to have you with us again today for another short devotional. We're down here in Belfast, just off the Castlereagh Road, a place called Clara Street, where the revival movement and Every Home Crusades factory is. There's a larger factory nowadays in Canallan in the County Down, but this factory is dear to my heart. I spent about a year here, almost working in this factory. I meant a year, almost a year working in the factory, not a year. Almost working, sorry how that sounded, but had a wonderful time here. Mr. Ernie Allen was still alive at that time and still very much a presence in the shop floor of this factory. Turns out thousands and thousands of John's Gospels and Gospel tracts and Christian calendars and Christian literature that get sent around the world to all sorts of different places. All because of the vision of one man, Mr. Ernie Allen. What a man of God he was. What a vision God planted in his heart as a young man for revival. And he thought, what can I do for the Lord? And he began to print Christian literature in his front room here in East Belfast. And that enterprise began to flourish and grow and develop. They moved to a little place in Redcar Street, then here in Clara Street, and then the large factory in Canallan in the County Down. And that man, Ernie Allen, man of great vision, a man of great faith, who loved the Lord, maybe never thought, whenever he began printing gospel literature in his front room, that all across the world, thousands and thousands of people would receive Christian literature printed from here in Belfast, and many undoubtedly come to know the Saviour as Lord and Master. And only eternity will reveal what has been done for the kingdom of Christ and of God through the printed page printed here in Belfast. You know, there's a verse in the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Towards the end of that chapter, it says that God hath chosen the foolish things and the weak things and the things that are not, the things that are despised hath God chosen. He uses weak men. He uses weak individuals. He uses weak instruments to accomplish his great purposes. And as the hymn writer says, little is much when God is in it. Labour not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. And the word of God, of course, is full of accounts of men, women, young people that were used of God, who maybe the world would have bypassed and wouldn't have taken much notice of. People that met God in the secret place, who had a vision of a life yielded to God and what God could do through that life. We think of the young lad that came to the disciples whenever the Lord was speaking to the vast multitude of people, 5,000 men sitting in the grass, not to mention the men or the women and the children as well. And one little lad came with his lunch, 2 small fish, 5 barley loaves, and he came with his lunch. And he knew that Jesus Christ could do something with that. And yet the disciples said, Lord, what are these among so many? He was somewhat skeptical. And yet as the Lord took that boy's lunch, he didn't despise it at all. But rather he took it, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave thanks for it, and then he fed a vast multitude. Little is much when God is in it. And if we could just give our lives completely and fully to the Lord and hold nothing back and surrender all that we are and all that we have into the hands of our God, what could be done? Jesus Christ yielded his all to the Father, even there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and prayed that great prayer, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Not my will, but thine be done. Yielded up his life and sacrificed to the Father, took our guilt and sin and shame, and a multitude have been saved through the sufferings of Christ and the sacrifice upon the cross. I want to challenge you today about your life. What are you doing for the Lord? What am I doing for the Lord? God can use us if we give our lives to him. God's word is not bound. And through the vision of Ernie Allen, many people have been saved and will be in heaven. May God bless you and challenge you about service, about full-time service perhaps as well, as you live out your life for God. God bless you and see you next time. Thank you.